latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Industry trepidation in America over the buoyancy of the recorded music market, with record store shutdowns and sagging streaming volumes, has seen many major Christian releases delayed this past year. However, the drought of blockbuster releases from overseas has created opportunities for Aussie acts to secure a significant increase in national airplay. Newcomers Ambrose, Anna Waters, Enter Worship, Father Rob Galea, Inside Out, John Newsom, and Valencia James have benefited with strong national airplay for their debut singles. Industry leaders for King & Country, Young & Free, United, and Hillsong Worship, as well as mainstays The Saga, Levi McGrath, Maurice, and Emma Mullings, have released a steady stream of new songs too, which at times has helped capture close to 50% of high rotation airplay for Aussies on several stations. Now a year into the pandemic, Wes J from promotions firm Woodlands Media says he's encouraged his clients and competitors to think long and hard before delaying any releases.
There are good reasons to do that in some cases, especially if you have a disproportionate share of physical sales. But if you can, get a plan together and engage your fan base with online concerts. People still want fresh music, and that newness has a shelf life. So don't assume everything will be the same if you delay a release.
Jay argues that there's currently a thirst out there for encouragement and hope, especially among younger consumers. He suggests that blockbuster record releases, when they eventually come, will not only help provide music fans with optimism and incredible content during difficult times, but they'll also help support a creative community that's been hit by the closure of live music venues and churches, not to mention the songwriters and producers who worked on the records.
Music isn't a cure, it's a comfort. It's a source of hope, strength, and connection. During these troubling times, we're focused on keeping our clients safe, sustaining their livelihoods, and supporting the faith music sector.
Good news. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.